This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You and I have unfinished business.
The first rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club.
Do you really think you have a chance against us, Mr. Cowboy?
Get away from her, you...
Ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
At the movies on BFM 89.9.
I'm Uwa Paganapake Pagan alongside Ian McNally and Bahe Yusuf. We finally got a trailer, a little tease, a little hint of what's coming our way with Solo, A Star Wars Story. It's 3 months to go and we got 45 seconds of it. At the Super Bowl. And then the next day we got a full teaser trailer. I'm calling it a teaser trailer because I'm assuming there's going to be more, even though when I was thinking about it, I was like, no, I think I want this to be the only thing I see from the movie.
I've been running scams on the street since I was 10. I was kicked out of the flight academy. Having a mind of my own. I'm gonna be a pilot. Best in the galaxy.
Hey, kid. I'm putting together a crew. You in?
That's yes.
Of course, if you don't know, it is the standalone story of young Han Solo, played by Alden Ehrenreich. It's got Woody Harrelson, Emilia Clarke, Donald Glover looking badass as Lando, and Thandi Newton in it. And the movie's been kind of plagued with issues. The director's got sacked halfway through, Lord Miller. It's had reshoots. They hired Ron Howard to come in. The screenplay is by Lawrence Kasdan, so there's some tremendous pedigree behind it because he is the guy who co-wrote Force Awakens and wrote Empire Strikes Back. Now, from the trailer, though, while it looks incredible and beautiful, I was kind of underwhelmed.
Yeah.
All of you felt the same way. All right.
I mean, it's kind of the thing that when you were doing the Star Wars comics after the first movie came out, it's like, what are we going to do about Han Solo if we have to do a prequel? You have to do everything he mentions in the movie. You have to do the Kessel Run. You have to do how he got the Millennium Falcon off Lando, how he met Chewie, that he used to be... I don't know if it was mentioned in the movies or it came off in some extra material that he was in the Imperial Navy or fleet or whatever like that and then left or something. And he even says in this, like, I got kicked out because I had a mind of my own.
God.
Yeah, the Elden Ehrenreich's Han Solo impression is a bit weird.
Yeah, I mean, I had a big issue with his hair. It looks weird.
Little floppy.
A little floppy.
It doesn't really fit the shape of his head.
Doesn't fit the shape of his head at all.
Like, he's a weird shaped head.
Yeah, he does. Like, I would have liked the hair had he just, the one that was in the first cast photo, the one in the Millennium Falcon.
Where we're smiling, the happier days with Lord Miller.
The happier days with Lord Miller. Like, that hair.
The one that they cried themselves to sleep with every night.
We could have made it, man. Man, we could have made it. They were sleeping in bunk beds.
I told you the fart jokes were too much.
I'm concerned. I am concerned.
I'm concerned, and I was trying to put my finger on what. Like, everything else about the trailer looked amazing. And the shots were visually stunning.
If you turn the sound off, it's great.
Yeah. And then I realized, I think it's his voice. It's his voice that bothered me because there was we don't get to see much of him. And we don't get to hear
much
of him.
Which is also a worry when that's your main character.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Unless they're trying to keep it a real secret. But there's something about the timbre of his voice that felt a little too high-pitched for Han Solo.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure. I mean, I like the idea that we're still flying blind. I still have no idea what this movie is about. The only thing I can ascertain, apart from, you know, all those side plots that you mentioned, Ian, is that this is going to be the story of a cocky young hotshot who realizes that he suddenly gives a damn, because that's Han Solo.
Yeah, but he doesn't give a damn for another 20 years or something.
Yeah, yeah, but maybe
it's a slow process.
Maybe he starts giving a damn about Emilia Clarke. Who yeah. knows?
The only thing it's that's guaranteed. Yeah, the only thing that's guaranteed about this movie is that Donald Glover is going to steal every scene he is in.
Oh, completely.
Because he's just like every his outfits are just like overshadowing Han Solo's acting.
He's standing in a single frame in this with awesome a woolly coat. Overcoat, and he's already stolen
with
that
mutton chops. He's like. Yeah, whatever. And then, like, there's another shot of him just, like, wearing a loose blouse, and it's like, yeah, I'm playing cards. I'm just like, no, he's just like, he's got this lean, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
He's got more swagger than Han Solo, and he isn't even wearing a cape yet.
I want a Lando blouse.
They're selling t-shirts online now, which is the Solo logo, but it just says Lando. And I think that they could pivot real hard real quick and just do the Lando movie.
I think that would be really unfortunate for the Han Solo story.
You know what would make this movie for me?
What?
If it began with an old Harrison Ford narrating, and it's the young Han Solo Chronicles.
Oh, God.
I mean, it could work if it gets to the end of the Sabacc. Is it Sabacc, I think, was the game they were playing that he won the cards in? And it's like he loses, and he loses Chewie, and then the sequel is he has to win back Chewie and the Falcon. I don't know. I did hear from another podcast as well that apparently the gold dice from the Millennium Falcon are on that speeder car he's driving at the beginning.
Oh, hello.
So that was a nice touch.
Eh, really though?
And I don't know, it's got Alpha 5 from the Power Rangers in it.
It does.
Which is
a weird looking droid
we've not seen the type of before. And the Falcon is now iPhone fresh.
It is clean.
And it looks like Han Solo never ever cleaned it or got a cleaner in or used a damp chamois to kind of give it a bit of a wipe, because
I think that's why Lando was so pissed off on Cloud City.
What did you do to my shit?
My shit? It's a mess.
It looks like a cotton bud that's been lodged in someone's ear for 20 years. Because it's so white in that trailer.
This place is a sty.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Like, I think...
I'm slightly worried as well that the bad guy... There seems to be some bad guy dudes who... Their design doesn't look very Star Wars. They look like the video game Destiny. They very much look like those characters with these helmets and furs and stuff.
Yeah. There's a bit of a Kylo Ren look as well, right?
A little bit. He's got a visor, I guess.
Yeah. I think for me, this is the first... This would be the real test of whether or not a non-Jedi-leaning Star Wars story would work.
Hmm.
You know?
I mean, it feels already... lighter than Rogue One ever would be, right?
Yeah.
Because Rogue One was like, everyone's going to certain doom.
Yeah.
And
we know that Emilia Clarke's going to die. Come on!
Woody Harrelson as well, right? Yeah.
And there was a sense of weight to that film. I'd be happy if this film was light and fluffy and fun and roguish. That's what I want. I don't want the kind of weightiness of all the regular Force Awakens, Last Jedi, it's the end of the universe as we know it. And I want some escapism, and I'm hoping that this movie will give it to me.
And I'm wondering as well if that plays into the music, because it's like, it's got electric guitar on the soundtrack.
It does.
Which is, as the Lucasfilm logo plays, and then it just goes into like funky bass.
Yeah, it does.
And at the end...
That's Lando's theme.
They're really leaning on this Lando 70s thing, right? Yeah. It'd be really great.
But at the end, it goes into a Star Wars thing, and I hope they don't mess up the way they did with Rogue One, because Rogue One was a movie in search of a theme. Like, its theme kind of... wandered in and out, whereas the trailer had such an amazing version of the theme that they just didn't use. I don't know why they didn't do that.
Well, that being said, I can understand. I mean, they got Giacchino in and said, hey, you got 3 weeks to come up with a soundtrack.
Yeah, it still sucked. I mean, I would have been happy for the trailer music, the piano trailer music, to be used throughout.
Everywhere.
For Rogue One. Yeah, that was like everywhere. It's good.
Solo, a Star Wars story. The trailer is now streaming everywhere. We want to know what you think. Check it out. Are you excited? Did you see it and go, yes, I want to watch this movie?
Are we just being really harsh on this?
Yes. Are we being really harsh on this because our expectations are sky high and that we love Han Solo and we think everyone's going to ruin it? Let us know what you think. I'm on at Umar Fagan.
I'm at Bahiawai.
And I'm on McNasty Prime.
This is a Trailer Watch on At The Movies, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.